Blackstone Audio presents Foreign Gods, Inc. by O.K. Ndibe. This book is read by Dominic Hoffman. For Chibu, Chiamaka, and Chidebe, the best stories Sherry and I will ever tell. Chapter 1. Ikekuchu Uzondu. Ike, for short, parked his Lincoln Continental cab at a garage that charged $12 per hour. Before shutting off the engine, he looked at the car's electronic clock. 9:47 a.m. It meant the gallery would have been open for a little less than an hour. Perfect, Ike thought, for he wished to be done transacting his business before the place started buzzing. He walked a block and a half to 19 Vance Street. Had a small animal been wedged in his throat, his heart could not have pounded more violently. The eave over the door bore a sign etched in black over a bluish background. Foreign Gods, Inc. It was written in tiny, stylized lettering, as if intended to create a tactful anonymity. Few would stumble upon a store like this. It would be found, it seemed, only by habitués and devotees. Across the street was a bar. E.K. contemplated a quick drink or two to calm his nerves. How odd to vend a war god while jittery. Yet, to go in smelling of alcohol might also be a costly mistake. The gallery door clicked, and a tanned woman walked out. A squat, carved statue was clutched close to her breast, held in a suckling posture. At the curb, a gleaming black BMW pulled up. She opened the rear door and leaned in, arched back.